This is the Niles Energy Podcast, episode 78, How to Write a Beautiful Body Paragraph for Writing Task 2. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, you're going to learn how to organize the best body paragraph, examples, linking words, everything you need to get that 7 or higher in writing task 2. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today? How's
Good.
Everything?
Yeah, great. I'm really focusing on my garden right now.
Oh, wow.
So
that's great.
Yeah, like it's that time of year.
What are the coolest vegetables that you have in your garden? What do you have in there?
I tried broccoli this year, which is doing well, but then I have tons of spinach. Like, it's so good. The fresh spinach, like the leaves are thicker, the flavor so much stronger than the supermarket. Oh, I love it. Do you garden?
No, I don't, but my roommates have tons of gardens out in the front here. We've got lots of gardens. Okay. So they do their gardening thing. Yeah, we're a gardening household here.
So, I love it. Anyway, we're not talking about gardening today. Let's see. How can I connect this to our topic? We are going to talk about growing body paragraphs.
Yeah, beautiful, well. Flourishing body paragraphs.
Exactly.
Clean and lush body paragraphs. Oh my
lush
God, we're crazy.
Body Okay, I know we sound like we're a bit crazy right now, but we do know what we're talking about.
We totally know what we're talking about.
I mean, both of us, you know, whether or not we've like taught this, we have studied this, we learned how to form an essay, you know, from, let's see, when did I write my first sort of academic essay? 6th grade, probably. We started these skills.
Absolutely. We're writing essays all the time in school, and it's an important skill to have. And for our listeners, though, we know that we're coming from different cultures, different parts of the world, right? So that's one potential tripwire there that we have to be careful of.
Exactly.
Because we may be learning how to write in a different way. So Jessica, what do we have to do when it comes to writing body paragraphs? Now, last week we talked about how to write that introduction.
Yeah.
And that was a hot episode. So if you guys go into the iTunes store or go into our podcast and search for that episode, somewhere around 74, 75. I don't remember the number.
Between 73 and 75.
I think that's right. It's around there. If you're wondering how to write that introduction paragraph, you can find it there. But today we are all about the body paragraph. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
How do you write a body paragraph?
So as I said in the introduction one, I told you guys to be careful to not put, you know, specific details and examples and really complicated stuff in the introduction, right? That's the simple paragraph. Okay. So we're saving all of our best ideas, our meatiest sort of vocabulary and phrases for the body paragraphs. All right.
So the meat goes into the body paragraphs. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. An analogy I always use is an academic essay is like a hamburger. Okay. So you have the buns.
The buns, haha.
The bread.
Bread, yeah, that works.
You have the bread, which is, you know, it's kind of boring, but it has to be there. The introduction and conclusion have to be there to hold in all the good stuff, all of the meat and the sauce and the, you know, all the
vegetables.
Good stuff comes in the middle. So, on the IELTS essay, you're going to have 2 body paragraphs, probably like agree, disagree, for and against, like 2 sides of an issue.
Okay.
Perhaps,
so we're going to keep the sides of the issue separated by paragraph, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's an argument essay, which you can write for almost any question IELTS gives you.
Okay.
So the first sentence of the body paragraph is called the topic sentence. right?
Got it.
Do you remember learning about topic sentences in school?
Yeah, I do. Kind of a basic summary of what you're going to talk about in that paragraph, right, Jessica?
Exactly. Perfect. I'm so glad you said basic because that's exactly what it should be. So the topic sentence, it should be simple, right? Simple sentence, subject, verb, object, short, clear, main idea of the paragraph. So you could say, there are many reasons to support co-educational schools.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. It's broad. It's general.
It's very broad, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
But for IELTS, I promise you guys, that's enough. That's all you need.
Okay. So a broad main sentence, broad,
just
basic,
simple main idea,
open-ended, and leaves it open to going into more details. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So first you have that main idea, that topic sentence. And then after that, you have your first reason for this topic sentence. So your first reason to support co-educational schools. So you could say, remember to use lots of linking words in your body paragraphs also. So you would say, firstly, it's important to learn how to deal with the opposite gender.
Right. Yeah, right. Totally. Totally.
Right. Still broad, but getting more specific. And then we have to give specific details and examples. So, for example, when one leaves school and enters the real world, you're going to have to share a workplace with the opposite gender, and you must be able to share ideas in a confident way to get your project finished, or I don't know.
Right. Good. Yeah. So it sounds like we're moving through a funnel here. We're starting really broad, and then we're going down to the bottom of the funnel, which gets more narrow until we move on to the next idea. And then we start at the top again, right?
Exactly. Picture it exactly like that, like an upside down, like pyramid or triangle.
Awesome. People who achieve their goals don't waste time. When they have an exam like the IELTS, they go straight to the best resources they can possibly find. And one of the best resources for you is the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. It's a step-by-step checklist that you can follow to get the right steps and get on the right track to get a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam. Go right now to download this resource for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. See you there.
So for the examples and details, guys, the more specific, the better. Okay. So this is when you can use personal examples or fake research, which we've talked about before.
We've talked about that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is super fun. So I'll give you guys some examples. Okay. According to this topic. So you could say, let's see, for example, now I have to think of some fake research. So, for example, a recent study published by Harvard said that people who come from co-educational backgrounds are 95% more likely to have managerial positions.
Okay. Nice research.
I guess that makes sense. It's probably true.
And again, it's really interesting that it's okay to just throw in random, you know, just throw in, you know, just claim it as a fact. But obviously, you know, the examiners know it's not a fact. It's not based on any reality, but you don't have access to a computer. So once again, if you haven't heard us say this guys, if you're jumping onto IELTS Energy now, it is okay to make up facts and put them in there.
And it's super fun. And it, like, if you memorize that amazing vocabulary and grammar structure, you know, that sentence is going to help your score in so many ways. Totally. So on the same note, guys, you can also use a personal example. Okay. This does not hurt your score. It is not informal. It is fine on IELTS. So you could say, for instance, I attended an all-girls high school, and when I was asked to interview with a man for a job, I was too shy and I lost the job because I couldn't talk to him. Right?
Like that's good example. You know. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of our listeners say that they always run out of ideas, right, Jessica? Mm-hmm. But how can we run out of ideas if we're going straight to our own personal examples, right?
Exactly.
As you've said before, we know that our listeners have 20, 30, 35 years of experience. Right. You have a lot of material to work with. So guys, go to your life. And it's always easier to write about about yourself, about your own experience and your own ideas.
And even, I mean, if you look at the test question on IELTS, the instructions say, use any ideas from your experience. So, I mean, it tells you that you can do that. So remember, guys, you're not exactly graded on your ideas. You're graded on how you organize them, your vocabulary, your grammar. So that's, you know, that's what we're focused on. So
totally. Okay.
All right. So far we have topic, sentence, reason, example, detail. If you can think of more examples and details, that's great. That can fill your paragraph. Try and have 5 to 6 sentences in your paragraph, right? So that's a good guide. If you can only think of that one example or detail, then you can add another reason. You could say, in addition, people who attend co-educational schools will find it easier to date and find a partner later in life. Mm-hmm.
And I really like that linking word that you use there, in addition, right? In addition, it brings the two sentences together. Hugely important when it comes to, creating that cohesive paragraph.
In IELTS, guys, you can never use too many linking words. I promise you. Examiners specifically look for your linking words in your essay. That's one grade you get on your organization. So, So in addition, finding a partner, and then, I mean, these examples and details will be easy to come up with, right?
Like, whatever you guys want to come up. That's not the important thing, right? The ideas are not the most important thing. It's the way that we present them.
Just make sure you don't end the paragraph with a reason like that. You do have to provide a specific example or detail again. So topic, sentence, reason, example.
Example. And when we get to the end of those body paragraphs, are we summarizing one more time? Are we summarizing the point?
You can. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't teach my students to do that because the essay is so short. And if you do try and do that, you know, you might run out of time and you might not actually get to the conclusion paragraph.
Ooh,
so
dangerous. Yeah.
And it won't necessarily help your score either. Like
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no good reason to include that. I mean, this essay is so short. Like, the reader is not going to forget what you said. You just said it.
You
don't have to summarize it.
So maybe it's better not to. Can we make that recommendation with confidence? We can say maybe just move on to the, not maybe. Do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Move on to the next body paragraph.
That's what I teach my parents. What? That's what I teach my students. Exactly. You know, topic, sentence, reason, example, linking words, start every sentence, and then you move on to paragraph 3. And, you know, all body paragraphs are the same. No matter what you're writing about, no matter what kind of essay, this is how you organize
it. Great. Well, that's refreshing. That's very refreshing to hear that all we have to do, as long as we know the structure, we just need to plug and play, as they say, right?
Yeah,
plug it in and go.
Exactly.
Copy and paste, take your ideas, put them into that structure, but stick to the structure.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I promise you, I promise you that if you guys follow this organization and as we talked about in a previous episode, if you practice doing it well, right? For a variety of topics, just choose a topic in the newspaper, you know, write an essay about that. Practice this organization and then it'll become a habit. It'll become second nature. And this is what the examiner looks for. So awesome. Practice it. Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like body paragraphs are totally manageable, right? It doesn't sound too hard in the end. I'm sure our listeners can handle it.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
And, you know, in an episode next week, we should talk about conclusions then.
Good one. That would make sense. So we'll be back next week for another episode about conclusions. So we're walking you guys through the good structures for this writing. Wait, is this for writing task 1 or task 2?
Oh, good question. Writing task 2, guys. This is all about writing task 2.
Okay, that's important to keep in mind.
So writing task one has its own rules.
Different story. Yes. All right, guys. So writing task 1. So next week, come back and listen to our episode on conclusions for writing task 2. And go back to last week. Check out the episode on introductions for writing task 2.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Very good. Thanks for hanging out. This has been great. Very useful. And we know you guys can handle the writing test. We know it's hard. But guys, if you have the structure, you have the strategies, you have what you need.
Totally manageable. You guys can do it.
No
problem.
All right. Let's wrap it up for today. Thanks for hanging out, Jessica.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.